conference is being recorded.
Okay. So, okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and chat.
Okay. Well, TJ is finishing a meeting, so
okay.
We've been instructed to kind of proceed on our own. And Alejandra, I think you're. Well, Lee, maybe we should give an update on the poster.
Sure.
Okay. Lee found out she wasn't going to be able to print it, so she sent it to me, and I printed it. There's a slight change in what happened, and actually I wanted to ask everybody about this. Apparently the machine that I have, the paper's wider than 3 feet by 4 feet. So you can make it any length, but it's wider than 3 feet. What did I send you, Lee, that
42.
I had 42 width and 48 in length. So it's going to be a little bit taller. There's more white space at the bottom.
That's fine.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
So in other words, it still fits within the constraints they've given us.
No.
Oh.
No, it's wider. It's the height is, they've given us 3 feet high by 4 feet wide.
Okay.
Mine is 42 feet high, 42 inches high, not feet, and 48 inches wide, length.
So the length is fine.
Right.
The height is 6 inches high, is what you're saying.
Higher, that's correct. There's more white space at the bottom. Because
when it's printed, is it possible to reduce it? I doubt we're going to like disqualify our entry because it's not like there's a ceiling.
No, you don't understand. It doesn't fill up the whole paper. It doesn't fill up the 48 inches. There's 6 inches of white at the bottom.
Oh, well.
So the poster itself is the correct dimensions. It's the piece of paper it's on.
Well, can it be carefully trimmed?
Well, it's pretty hard because it's 48 inches long. So finding a place where you can spread that out and, I guess I could try. I guess part of my thought is I'd really rather not trim it till we get there and see. I don't know what you all think.
And by trim, you mean with scissors?
Yeah,
Larry?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can do that when we get there.
Okay. I mean, if you want me to try and do that, because the other question I have, did you all see the thing from Michael Posner about
adding the picture? I wasn't clear. It wasn't clear what.
It was a JPEG with an image on it, and it looked like a face background.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was his request? I wasn't sure.
That we might include it on our poster, I think. Didn't you, Lee?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
So I didn't know if maybe we wanted to put that on the poster. I mean, my charge to print this is minimal. It's like the most it could be is $12. So, and my department's already paid for this first poster to be printed. It's not a problem to get another one. I didn't know if we wanted to put Michael Posner's thing on the opposite corner. Top opposite corner.
What is Michael Posner's thing again?
It's just a picture. I mean, a little...
It's a little thing that says Cosmos Research Cluster.
Oh.
And we already have a little cause emblem up on the top right-hand corner of our poster.
Yeah. So I thought, before I do anything with this poster, let's talk about, do we want to put that on there?
If adding Posner's thing is going to be a lot of extra trouble, I'm not sure it's that compelling, but if it's not that big a deal to do, then I guess it would be nice.
Yeah, only if you have time.
Okay.
Don't go to heroic measures on it.
Okay. But do you think maybe I should try and trim it before I come?
It might be easier because, you know, we can't, like, take sharp things on the airlines with us.
I'm sure Gene has some.
Well, a bunch of us are driving, so we could bring sharp things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the one thing I was thinking is if it makes our stick up a little and be more obvious, it might be nice. You think they get mad?
For what again?
Well, it'll stick up higher.
No! You see, once those things are up, it's just like nobody's policing. No, I don't think it's a big deal.
You don't think it's a big deal?
No.
Well, I'll do the consensus. What do you all want me to try and do? What I'm looking at, I'm measuring it right now. I've got laid out in my office, kind of. It's five. There's about 5 inches of white space at the bottom. And I could trim that off. And then we will be at, I believe, our 36 inches.
I don't have an opinion.
You don't have an opinion.
It's up to you. I mean, I think you might just email Jean and ask her if it matters.
Right, we had this problem, does it really matter?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe ours is the only machine that has that width of paper. But maybe everybody trims them.
Yeah, and not everybody does that, what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just use the trifolds and
mm-hmm.
put stuff from last year or whatever, 2 years ago. I remember, do you remember anyone about?
If I vaguely remember, there were a bunch of people who just had, like, the 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper and stuck them on the poster.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I had it when I did it the one time. That's what I had. I just had an arrangement of those that I put up.
Yeah, and I think the dimensions are determined by those trifolds. And it's not like that's the, you know, they're giving you the dimensions so that you plan ahead the things you're going to put in.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it's the...
Okay, well, from what I'm hearing you all say, I'll do my best judgment. I'm not going to reprint the poster to put Michael's thing on there.
Yeah, good.
And,
I wouldn't.
And I'll make a judgment on whether or not I think we can adequately cut it. What I don't want to do is ruin it by cutting.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
And that's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
That might happen, you know.
I think I will just leave it the way it is.
I mean, I'm not exactly the best with an exacto knife.
I can't cut a straight line.
So, and a pair of scissors is maybe even worse. I don't know. So, this way we know it's level and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the only thing that I wanted. So, the poster's ready to go.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
And we are set to put it up on Friday. Is that correct?
I think that's true. They were going to have they were going to have
all
the posters up all
the time.
There's
a schedule for setup, right?
Yeah.
Friday morning, is that right?
Oh, let's look. I think Jean sent us something. So while you guys go ahead.
It's on the ESCOT's program schedule even.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a, I'll look it up while we talk.
A little
okay.
thing that says setup, whatever.
Here we go. On Thursday, Posters and Beyond, number one set up. But that's, we're the second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second set up is...
But they sent out that email saying that...
4:30 to 5:45 on Friday.
That they were going to have all the posters up all the time, didn't they?
Once
but
they're
I think...
up, but the setups might still be the same.
Oh.
It's just that there's not a takedown time right away anymore.
Right.
There's one takedown time for everyone, and that's at the end of Saturday.
Aha.
So setup is when?
So what I'm thinking of is that setup for us is Friday from 4:30 to 5:45, and then we just leave it up until Saturday afternoon, and then everything has to come down.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. I just wanted to make sure. So... We'll, and they're supplying the things, the tape and all that, the trifold board and that. We don't need to bring the other, right?
Not
no,
sure.
Everything is provided. There.
You just need the poster, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right, so Alejandra, do you want to talk about your...
Yes.
Stuff?
First of all, I have to apologize because I did it just barely remembering... what we discussed it and what TJ had in the minutes. So please feel free to tell me if this is completely not advocate or whatever, or anything like Larry said that will make it easier and faster for anyone that stops by, and yet be truthful to what we said we were going to do. That's my major concern. But so from what I remember, we said, I think it was clear that we wanted a set of item, self-efficacy items on one side and the gays on the other side as a one piece of sheet, as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we were going to do is to give them the content item, and then they were going to say, okay, we think this is aligned with this self-efficacy item, and then I have the gays too. But and if you notice, I numbered one set and I put letters on the other one, so that is not so confusing. And on the content one, instead of writing the number, which I think that was originally Rebecca's idea to write the number, I just put 1 through 10, and the idea is that they mark, circle, crossed or something out of 1 through 10, and then the same thing for the letters. Now, there's a lot of issues, like I selected 10 and 11, I think, and like I said, I wasn't thinking like a one-to-one correspondence between the two, but just thinking, okay, we have 7 items. Those 7 items, their gaze and their self-efficacy must be as a subset of the ones given to them. And then I just added a few more on each one. So those are all my decisions, and they're open to be discussed, changed, whatever. So that we can move on from there if we can modify it or whatever. So you see the issue, the exercise is just to match the content with each one of the other set of items and statements separately, but we're not doing alignment between the self-efficacy and the gaze. Alignment, I mean matching. We're not asking them to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just the content. But implicitly, you know, if they pick 2 things, then that implies that they think that those 2 things that match the content items are matched. Do you understand? You know, if they pick like number 2 on self-efficacy and C for gays,
uh-huh,
then implicitly they see 2 and C as match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's I think it's okay. I mean, we can infer from that. Okay, welcome. Anything you want me to change? Or
I'll go first. I'll tell you, Alejandra, I have not had an opportunity to read all these, but I'm just looking at the layout and everything, and
uh-huh,
I'm going, this looks really good to me. So I don't know what everybody else thinks, but
okay.
I thought we had intended.
Yeah. Okay, so my idea is to give them the one, you know, most of the items are short. The first one is big and it fits in one page. But my vision is that I'm going to print those sheets and make them into a laminated card. Not laminated, because then they won't be able to write on it.
Although some laminated things you can write on with those, like, marker board markers, then wipe it off.
Yeah.
But how do we keep record of their answers?
Yeah. So maybe...
you're right. We need individual ballot slips that they can write on.
Right. But I want it to be, you know, a little harder than just a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it.
Can you print them on, like, cardstock? You know, like the thicker, like...
Oh, yeah. Do printers take those?
I know an inkjet will. I don't know about a copier. Copiers are a little bit harder.
No, I have my own printer, so maybe I can try to do that. Yeah. So to make it into a card and make like a little border, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, okay, your job is to, you know, select two things from here. For the first one, pick out of this 10. For the second one, flip over your page and pick out of this letters. And hopefully that won't be too bad. The question is, how many content items do we want each person to go through?
Is it important that they all do the same number, even?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, do you think if maybe, like, we've got six right now. We had everybody do all six, and we have three sets of it. Do you think we'd have more than three people doing it at a time, or do you think we should do five? I see possibility of multiple people doing it at once.
Oh, yeah, if each one of us take... Yeah, I think there are enough of us that... But to tell you the truth, not very many people come and stay.
Okay.
A lot of people are just glancing through.
Mm-hmm.
When they see the prize, the tickets...
Pardon me? We have to make a big deal out of this rifle thing, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And in order to get your raffle ticket, you gotta fill this out. I don't know what.
And what is the prize?
Did we decide?
What are
we
rifle?
What are
we
going
to get? Gift cards, wasn't I?
Oh, gift card. That's right.
Wasn't I going to get like? Did we decide where I should do gift cards? Wasn't that what one of the things on my to-do list was to get gift cards?
Yeah, I think it's on your to-do list. I'm not sure it said where.
Okay, so does anybody care?
Amazon.com.
Starbucks, Borders.
Yeah. Amazon, like Larry said, or something like that. Something
okay, that's
better.
I have no idea how to get an Amazon. I know how to do Starbucks, and I know how to do Borders. I don't know how to do Amazon.
Borders is fine, too. Wait, aren't they going out of business?
Borders is going out of business?
I thought I heard that. Maybe it's a different store.
I live in a small town. We don't have Borders. Not sad.
Okay. So, well, can someone tell me how to do Amazon? Since I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do it either. I'd have to investigate.
I mean, we don't have time for that to get mailed either, so.
No.
Yeah.
What about Barnes & Noble? Because you can use it at the store or online.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Well, that's true of Borders, too, but not if
that's true, but I don't think Barnes & Noble is going out of business.
Well, I don't think Borders is either. I mean, this is news to me, and I'm on all their mailing lists, so.
Oh,
okay.
Borders is fine.
I don't have internet access to be able to look. They moved somebody. I'm really sorry about all the complications in my life today, you guys. They moved somebody into my office without telling me that they were going to do that. The locking cabinet that has all of my IRB stuff in it won't unlock, so I can't move it. They took like my internet access, my internet cord. It's currently connected to this other person's computer, and I'm afraid to disconnect it because I don't know what she's got going on. So I just I walked into my office at OU today and. This was not what I expected.
Voila.
So, apparently, I'm not coming back to OU because if they can't be bothered to tell me that this stuff happened, I don't see why I should come back. So anyway, I can't look into Borders and I can't look up how to do an Amazon card because I don't have internet access. So if somebody else wants to take care of that, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't volunteer to do anything else than what I'm going to do. So I think we just go with what you can do, TJ.
Okay, well, how about...
Oh, you know what? We don't have to have the physical card by us cuts. We could just say, you know, we'll draw the winner and make sure there's enough contact information on the ticket, like their email address, that we can follow up with them after us cuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many do I need to get and how much needs to be on them?
Is somebody, have their phone up to the window?
Not me this time.
All I'm hearing is traffic, and I'm just...
Sorry, that's me. I had to go put something in the mailbox.
Oh, okay.
And my neighbor came in with the lawnmower.
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry. I was trying to be discreet about sneaking out the front door, but when Denton started coming here, that didn't work.
That's okay. That's all right. All right. I think if we have... At most two. I mean, or
two?
Even just just one even. I don't know. One,
yeah,
one
that's
or two.
What I was thinking. At most two.
So you want them both to be Amazon? And how much needs to be on them?
Yeah, I think they both should be the same thing. And
my Stenton's here.
I think Lee's talking to someone else.
I had to tell
Mike that my neighbor was here looking for him.
Okay.
Sorry. His dad is trying to talk to me, and I'm like, I'm on the phone.
Sorry. Okay, so
is
how much
$20
do you want
too low?
Is what?
20?
No, I think 20 is fine.
So 20 each?
20
yeah.
inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you all think that's okay?
That's quite
I'm not really excited about spending more of my money than $40, so.
Why don't we do $215 then? I mean,
when
they do research around here and they give out gift cards for, like, people, that you know, they tend to do $15, so.
Okay.
I mean, how much of someone's time are we asking for?
Like 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So $15 for 3 minutes of time, that's a pretty good hourly rate.
Well, but they're not
but,
guaranteed
but it's a
to
chance
get it.
Of, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, right. It's a chance of. All right, okay.
Everybody that does it is not getting a card.
Right.
So, and if we think about that, 30, that'd be $30, and we divide it by the four of us that are the...
Oh, I'll take care of those. I mean, you guys are taking care of other things.
Oh,
and Alejandro's got expenses
no.
for the activity, and, you know, you did the poster. And
okay. Well, I'll tell you
everybody's got expenses, as near as I can tell. So
you can charge it to, save the receipt, and we can charge it to Jean.
There you go.
Yeah.
Other expenses, she said. She didn't specify.
I like being on Jean's good list. That way.
I'll tell you what, Friday night we can get together, and TJ, you can buy a round, I'll buy a round, Lee, you can buy a round, Alejandro, you can buy a round, we won't be able to do anything.
Yeah, that's very true.
Exactly.
I don't know
good.
That I'm going to last through four rounds, but
that's what I'm talking about. Okay, we got it worked out. We got it worked out. I'm supposed to bring the poster and tickets. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so...
Okay, bringing the whatever, photocopies of the thingy-majiggies, the handouts, and the cards, or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We just have to be very excited about this, so we get participants. Very important. So my question is, do you think 10, the number is adequate for people to read through? I can shorten it to, I don't know, 8, or can be a one-to-one thing, or I don't know.
Now, I like the idea that it's not one-to-one.
Okay, but do you think 10 is enough? I mean, 10 is an appropriate number for people to read through? Or is too many? They have to read about 20 statements.
Anyone down the hall you could do a quick pilot test on? See how long it really takes someone?
Yeah.
Because it's hard for us to estimate because we're familiar with this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we kind of start the sentence and really don't have to finish it. You know, when we're reading. Yeah. I think it might be, when I look at the gaze statements, because they're a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
What if we took out in... Like, we've got one under formulate questions, two under collect data. What if we put three under analyze data instead of we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there? That would shorten that.
And so that will be 10 in 10. Right? You mean to erase one? So that would be...
Well, actually, that'd make 9 gaze statements.
9 gaze and 10 the other one.
Saying we'd only have... We take 2 out of the gaze, unless somebody thinks that. I was just thinking if we shorten that up.
Mm-hmm. Because it's wrong. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I need to do is to think what the right answers are.
Yeah. You want an answer key, you betcha.
Yeah, an answer key. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you guys, do I need it to do anything with the pilot
results thing. I send the pictures, but descriptive stats.
Oh.
I know I was too late for to put anything on the poster, but.
Yeah. Did we interpret them correctly? TJ and Lee and I worked on that.
I mean, you could just bring those in hard copy and have them ready in case time and interest allows, but we probably already have plenty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay, bring them.
Yeah, how long is our... I mean, we have to set it up, but then how long do we need to... Do we stand there? Is it a two-hour session? Is it an hour?
Gosh.
Does anybody know?
I remember.
Larry, you're doing one on Friday, so how long are you planning on staying around?
Well, wait, let's see. So the 9:30 to 10:30 Saturday morning is the slot.
Yeah, I think we're going to have plenty if it's only an hour.
It's just an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, that's an hour where people are circulating among 50 other things, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and I wanted to tell you, I have another group of teachers this summer.
Yay.
That I can run that through again.
Oh, good.
So,
I'm wondering if we also want to plan that we get together and figure out what we're doing for JSM.
Yeah.
It might be nice to do that face-to-face rather than over the phone. I mean, we can have an additional thing over the phone, but we probably ought to get it kind of figured out.
Do we want to do lunch on Friday and have that be lunch on Friday? Since we'll all be there at that point.
Sounds good. Does that sound good to other people?
I'm good.
Okay. What time? Because I'm actually coming on Friday.
Thank you.
But you're going to be there for the poster, right, Rebecca?
Yes,
on Saturday.
Yeah, the poster is on Saturday, but I'll be there for the setup as well. But I was just going to, I'm going to drive over Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because my program doesn't end until about 7:30 Thursday night. And
does
I just
anybody
decided
know,
I don't want to drive over that.
Yeah, what time do you think start on Friday?
On Friday?
Yeah.
Let's see, 7 to 8, registration, breakfast, poster setup, 8 to 8:20, a welcome, warm-up, 8:20 to 9:20 is the first plenary speaker.
Okay, so I'll probably leave at 6 to get there by 8. So I'll be there in the morning, but...
it says lunch is from 12:30 to 1:30.
Okay. I'll be there before then. I was thinking, you know, like I'll probably be there about 11.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a different cluster meeting during lunch, but you guys should, if that's best for all of you guys, you should go ahead and still meet and catch me up later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the other choice is meeting after the banquet, which, I mean, we could do that, too.
Well, we're going to do that, but that's to involve drinks or something.
I'm
not sure that planning for JSM while we're drinking is such a great idea.
Well, breakfast could be another thought.
On Saturday?
Yeah. Well, it might take us more than one meeting.
Yeah, we start at lunch. And also, do we want to do lunch and breakfast?
Yeah.
Do people need to do other things at breakfast?
On
not
Saturday?
Me.
No.
Not me.
So why don't we do lunch and breakfast? Larry,
okay.
Do you want to join us for breakfast on Saturday?
I can try to do that.
You don't have to. It's just...
No, I know. I'm just...
That mean you're spending the night, TJ?
Yeah, I got your email this morning, and I got it on my iPhone because I had already left the house and walked into my office and don't have internet. So what does it mean that Jean, well, we can talk about this later.
Yeah.
I will have internet access this afternoon because
okay.
I'll be in a different office that actually has wireless, but I'll be in a meeting.
That's okay. I actually am totally not wired until tomorrow night anyway because I'm leaving as soon as we get off the phone to drive to Pennsylvania to do Relay for Life with my family.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't get around to getting on the website. I'm sorry to donate. I'm sorry.
You can still donate after, I think.
People need to do all these things. It's just, you know, like airports
after,
don't.
What I meant is I don't think that they it doesn't start till 4 o'clock or whatever, so I think you can donate all afternoon, and because it's online, they don't actually shut down the site, I think, until next week.
Okay. I'll do my best.
So.
I just, my plans, as complicated as they were, all fell apart, so.
That's awful.
I'm very sorry, you guys.
That's great. I wish that my life would be so exciting. There's many things going on with you guys.
I'm just sitting in my office. Tell us about Africa yet?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to do that, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll give
we'll
you my
Friday
little...
We'll after the banquet. Can I hear your
that's
conversation
right.
as
they're,
our
they're like a whole collection of adventures.
Yeah, I bet. You have a very cool group. Okay, so can we decide on Friday at lunch what time we're meeting for breakfast on Saturday?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Good idea.
And
yeah.
While I'm
although
thinking,
I can tell you from the schedule, what, I mean, the first event Saturday is at 8 o'clock, so you might as well pick the time that allows us to get the most sleep and still make the 8 o'clock thing. So 7 o'clock is probably, I wouldn't do breakfast earlier than 7.
Okay.
I just have one thing that I want to do while I'm in the U.S.
What's that?
Go to the Danny's talk.
Okay.
That's 8:20 Saturday morning.
Yeah, okay.
Ah,
so
his
we'll
isn't
sure
bright early in the morning.
That. And while I'm thinking of it, before I forget, do we want to schedule our next call while we're on the phone, or do we want to wait and schedule while we're there? Are people going to have their calendars with them when we're there?
I will.
Maybe not. Maybe we should do it now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're done with the... Is everything...
Are we done?
Yeah. I think it's as good as it's going to get.
Okay, Alejandra, I didn't take any notes on the decisions about the activity. So do you want to recap it for me so it goes in the notes, or do you know what you need to do, or do you want to...
I do. This time I wrote
okay,
it down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, my apologies.
And I missed the first 15 minutes because I needed to finish up this meeting with this graduate student because we got started late and kept getting interrupted, and he's defending on July 24th.
Ooh,
my next
very
trip,
good.
So, yeah, I feel like I should pay attention to him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Better. My purpose in coming to OU was to meet with him, right? Anyway. All right. So are we looking at, like, towards the end of July or something?
Well, it depends. Do we want to have two meetings before JSM, or
well,
how much work
point.
Do you think we're going to get done next week? I mean, that's the question.
Well, let's plan two meetings, and then if we don't need them.
Sounds good. If we're going to do two, then...
When is JSM? Oh, I know when it is, because it overlaps with NASA.
August 2nd.
So let's plan the one that's going to happen right before JSM. Let's do that one first, and then we can work backwards.
Okay.
Does that sound okay? So, like, the week of July 27th?
Yeah.
The week of July 27th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm free all month of July, believe it or not, making up for all my travels on June.
I'm open that week as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty open, too. So do you want to do, like earlier in the week in case there's stuff that needs to get done? Do you want to do, like, Tuesday or Wednesday or something?
Sounds good.
How about,
do you want to do
Wednesday? Do you have a preference?
How about, let's do Tuesday, because if we have to do something, I'd rather have 3 days to get
okay.
done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fix time.
Does 11 work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
What time zone?
11 Eastern.
Sure.
Let me look. I may.
Tuesday the 28th.
I can't tell
right?
what my calendar did. I think that 11 is fine because, you know, I changed time zones on my calendar or it did whatever it did. So, although I think this calendar is probably okay. Right, 11 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday. No, that's the second one. Tuesday, July 28th at 11 a.m. I'm preparing the email to go to Jean. Okay?
Good. Okay.
Okay, now the one before that. So I do like mid-July?
Huh?
Yeah.
The week of July 13th?
Yeah, it would have to be that week for me. The week before, I'm at CMC the whole week.
And... That week's going to be a little tough for me, but depending on when we pick, I can probably manage.
The only day I can probably, yeah, I don't know if I can do that week. But you guys can meet without me once, right? Because I'm not even going to JSM.
Well, that doesn't mean you're out of doing anything. No, I'm giving you a hard time.
I mean, it's just that week is just because I'm going to be at NSF through Tuesday, and then I'll have to, you know, recover from that and teach on Wednesday. Thursday, I have a dentist appointment all morning so they can do stuff, and I assume I'll be numb all afternoon. And on Friday, I'm going to Columbus. So,
okay.
And the previous week is not better. The previous week is not, so there's just not going to be.
I'm assuming that for a contributed paper at JSM, that's a more predictable format than an interactive gallery poster.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be more straightforward to prepare for JSM, actually. Mm-hmm. And in fact, maybe instead of a earlier call in July, maybe all we need is just a deadline for people to give feedback to a draft of the slides and just do it by email.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
There's less coordination among, you know, things that we need to do. It's just...
Okay, so we really are scheduling our next call for July 28th?
Yeah, under the understanding due by
before
to share with everybody.
Okay.
I think maybe with the understanding that once we meet at Uscott's next week, we may say two of us can get together on the phone sometime. So if you can bring a printed calendar, that would be great. I'm just going to throw that out as if we decide we need to set one up, we could.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Actually, it's a good idea. I mean, if there are definite, like, subtasks that can be broken up where people just have to schedule a call with one other person instead of three,
mm-hmm.
and then those people can kind of do their subcomponent work by mid-July and then share it, and then everyone comes together on the 28th.
So
can we spend lunch on next Friday figuring out what that list is and who's going to do what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do we need to bring with us to lunch on Friday?
We
need to bring, like, because we're not going to have, you know, I mean, we're going to be eating lunch, and so we're not going to have, like, all of our laptops out and stuff. So we need to bring a copy of the abstract that we submitted.
Good.
Right?
Yep, I can do that. Okay. I'm making myself a list right now. Poster.
I didn't mean you had to do it.
No. I know I'm the one that had the abstract, and I know exactly what was submitted, so I'm probably the one that should, just so. So poster, tickets, abstract for JSM.
Can you bring a couple copies so we can,
yeah.
like it doesn't probably need to be a ton of copies, but just so we can share.
Yeah, no problem.
And then we can just use that to generate the to-do list and the assignment list.
Yes, I think so. Aren't we all thinking we're doing PowerPoint at JSM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Right.
That's all we need, right? Or do we also need to draft the paper that goes in the proceedings?
We have an extra month or two after JSM to submit that, don't we?
Right. And so the other thing I'll bring is, remember, we've already done something. We have a manuscript in progress that I submitted. I'll bring that, too. I'll bring copies of that. Because then we could talk about how that's got to be.
Yeah, I think we should start. I mean, as long as we're working on the PowerPoint, we might as well be thinking about what the corresponding sentences are that go into the paper.
Yeah.
It's easier to write that while we're working on the other thing than it is to go back later and try to remember what we were supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yeah. I'll bring multiple copies of each of those things. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I can't have anything more on my list because I'm just not in the course. I'm being smart-ass here.
You have a lot to do.
That's right.
That's okay.
Now we get to hear about an African adventure.
Yeah.
And I have good news. I got a call from the president, not Obama. That will be too much. But from the president of the university that I've been awarded the Presidential Award in Excellence in Teaching.
Wow!
Oh,
hey, awesome. Congratulations.
I know.
Is that one of the Regents Award things?
No, the Regents is even. No, that's for the whole state of Texas. No, but I walked my my way up. First I was the nominee from the department, then from the college, and now for the university. So at an assistant level. They have two, one assistant, lecture assistant level, and the other one is associate full. So that's very exciting.
Wow.
And there's some money with it, too.
Hey, awesome. I'm just buying the drinks.
That's right. And I told my colleagues that I got that perk because I put a picture in front of my folder.
Excellent.
But, boy, it took me forever to put that folder together, so I'm glad it paid off.
And that'll help your tenure dossier, too.
Pardon me?
That'll help your tenure dossier, too.
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope they just take that and don't look anything else down.
I'm sure you're in good stead.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I can't be the best in everything, right? So.
Well, you don't have to be the best in everything.
But it just so happens you are.
I just think super people do that, and I do whatever. Well,
you are a super person.
Oh, yeah, right.
You go to Africa and Honduras. And
I go to Africa and someone else pays for it, right?
That's the only way to go to Africa.
I know.
Yeah.
Boy, that was expensive.
Nobody would say, oh, that's worth a lot more because you paid for it yourself. Everybody would say, wow, you got to go. That's fabulous.
You got to go, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. So, anyways, okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Anything else? So we're good?
Are we good, everybody?
We are good.
Anyone is getting there on Thursday, or I'm the only one?
I'm getting there Thursday.
I'll
get there Thursday, like about right before the reception.
Oh, what time is the reception?
I don't know, like 6:30, I think.
The mixer is 6:30 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah. So I planned on getting there about 4 to beat the Columbus traffic.
Because
I'm driving.
I arrived at the airport at 5:30, so hopefully I'll be ready for the reception.
Are you staying at the Blackwell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alejandra and I are sharing a room.
Okay.
At the Blackwell.
Me, am I staying with you, or did you decide that you need to do?
No, you're staying with me.
Is that okay? All right.
Yeah.
And did you get that message from Jean?
I sent it to TJ last night because, by the way, TJ, Jean has your wrong email address. She's missing the one at the end of your email.
You know, I told them at NKU that this was stupid and that people were going to screw that up.
Mm.
I mean, I just wonder how many people aren't going to get my email address correct because of that. And so I wonder how many emails I've missed.
Oh.
So I forwarded you the email from Jean, and basically what she said is each person gets $300. So if you want her to direct pay from the hotel, she can do that, and then she'll split it, and then it would be $250 for the two nights, split between you and me. So $125 each person, and then you'd have $175 for like your driving and meals or whatever.
I wasn't even thinking about that because I was just gonna. I mean, it's gonna cost
it's
me like
free
$50
money.
That's right. It's free money. Take it.
Totally should.
Right, and the other thing is that what I thought I understood from the email is they don't have to pay the room tax and all that.
Right, they don't.
And so it's a much better deal. All around.
So, Lee, have you already told her that I'll be staying with you? You didn't know to tell her.
I didn't know, so I haven't said anything.
Okay, so you don't have internet access either. Okay.
Well, I do right now.
Can you reply to her and tell her that I don't have internet access and that she's got my email address wrong and that I'm staying with you? And so she should direct bill the hotel for both of us?
Okay, yeah.
And then I'll submit for mileage, I guess.
Right? Yeah.
Does that email, I haven't read it because it has been a stupid day.
Each person gets $300. And then if you split it, then you would get $175 towards reimbursement for other expenses.
And I won't actually need that much, so, I mean, is there...
But you can have it.
Well, yeah, but I wonder if there's a different way for Lee and me to split somehow. So, I'm assuming that's up to $175 rather than they're going to write us a check for $175.
No, they have so much money to give the cluster, and they're dividing it up.
Evenly. And they're really going to just give me $175 even though I don't need that
much? No. You have to
turn an itemized report.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So I'm not going to get the full $175.
No.
So
right.
I don't know if she needs to take that, right? Because all I'm going to have is mileage from Cincinnati. right? It's a 2-hour drive. This is not.
Ah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Unless, because they're feeding us, aren't they? Are they feeding us?
No.
No.
Yeah, they feed us lunch on Friday, dinner on Friday night, lunch on Saturday.
So right. We can go out to eat, save the receipts. And...
So Saturday night, they're not feeding.
Right, so we could...
No, I'm heading back.
And then the breakfasts
night.
Are just continental breakfasts, which usually just means coffee and muffins, which for
yeah.
some people isn't really enough.
Yeah, no, I need a real breakfast.
Okay, well, we can go out to breakfast Saturday morning, and then we can get reimbursed for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then we would also get reimbursed for dinner anyway, just because it's a travel day, too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I need
all
to
right.
read the email. I just haven't, because it's just been a stupid day. So thank you for thinking of me, Lee, to forward to me.
Yeah.
And,
okay. How are you doing then? We're meeting Friday at lunch. Friday, and it's June 26th, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody's in the right state.
Yeah. My big plan. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So we're all set.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
yay.
Everyone.
Alejandra, you're okay with everything you're supposed to do? Because you got a
yes.
lot on your plate too.
No. I just need to fix a little bit on that and then make the copies and. Any preference on color of paper? I'll pick one.
Something really fluorescent.
Yeah.
You and I should coordinate because I'm bringing the handout that has the list of references on it. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we should pick colors that make sense to go together.
Ooh.
True.
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. I was just going to do white because it's more environmentally friendly.
Is it? Oh, don't make me feel
maybe
bad.
Maybe ecru would be a better shade of it.
Ew. Okay, guys. I'm going to get all
right.
take care of this crap with my office.
We'll
okay.
see you on Thursday for the ones who come in on Thursday,
yeah.
all right?
Yay.
Right. Otherwise, thank you.
Okay.
Guys. Yeah,
thanks,
thank
everyone.
You. See
take
you.
Care.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Take
okay.
care.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.